You're listening to the audio production of Get Out of Your Head, Audio Bible Study by Jenny Allen, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Get Out of Your Head includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambiance of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
We bought this lie that we are a victim to our thoughts. We are at war. Tell me if this sounds familiar. I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking to myself, I really need to get a lot of work done today. And then I think, first, I'm going to spend some time with Jesus. So what do? I pick up my phone and then I notice this email about something I'm working on and it's got some feedback in it for me. And all of a sudden, I'm completely discouraged. And the next thing I know, I start distracting myself with Instagram, looking at all the gorgeous pictures of awesome people doing awesome things. And then in a few minutes, I notice myself thinking I don't measure up. I'm in the worst mood all of a sudden. I've decided that I'm a bad writer, that I'm spending my life on meaningless things, that I don't matter, that I have nothing to say, and I start spiraling. And then my husband, Zach, he'll walk in, and he's all happy. He just met with Jesus. He says, good morning. And all of a sudden, I snap at him for no reason. My mind is just spinning out. It's in chaos. And in less than an hour, I have completely diminished myself, criticized all my work, decided to quit the ministry. I've ignored God. I've pushed away my best friend. And I know I sound crazy. And I bet this is not inspiring a whole lot of confidence in you right now as we start this journey together. But I want to be honest that this is a struggle, that every one of us finds ourselves at war in our brains every single day. We've bought this lie that we are a victim to our thoughts. I have bought this lie. But in the next 6 weeks, we're going to look at the scriptures. We're going to look at what he tells us. And you're going to see again and again this truth, that we are not victims to our thoughts, that we have authority over our thoughts. But what's interesting is the Bible doesn't call us victims. It calls us warriors. And we were built to fight the greatest battle in our generation, this battle of our minds. So I want to take just a minute before we get started here, and I want to speak to those of you that struggle with mental illness and say, first of all, that I am so sorry and that this is familiar to me. I have walked through different seasons with anxiety and depression, and those close to me have done the same thing. So I'm sorry. And I also want to say that I'm going to say some things that are very authoritative, that we have power over our thoughts, but I don't want to mislead you. There are certain things we don't have power over. Chemical imbalances are like cancer. You cannot just will yourself to not have cancer. This is a war. I know it. But counseling and medicine can be a part of that road to healing. And I think oftentimes we have not, the church has said, yeah, believe more in Jesus and all that. And I don't want to be that person. I want you to know that there is a place for medicine and a place for counseling. And I don't want you to feel shame. However, I believe that this study, I want you to stay because I believe it can help. I believe that some of you